Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bankrate.com. Expectations of an immediate increase in supply have been tempered as analysts warned a ramp up in exports could take months and would likely not happen before 2016. I'm Jason Middleton, KGO 810.
This is KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
And I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Our top story at the top of the hour. It is opening day in Major League Baseball for the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. The World Series champs are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks, and the A's are hosting the Texas Rangers over in Oakland. Now, according to published reports today, A's owner Lou Wolf is giving up on that fight over territorial rights that would allow him to move the A's to the South Bay. But Wolf told our Kevin the Rat that's not true.
Our goal is to get a new venue in the Bay Area, so we're not discounting either Oakland or San Jose.
Now, Wolf says he likes new Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff. In fact, the two are sitting together at tonight's home opener. Rolling Stone is retracting that controversial article about an alleged gang rape at a frat house at the University of Virginia. The retraction comes after the Columbia Journalism School issued a blistering review of how the magazine covered the story. This is Dean Sheila Cornell.
We believe, if you read our report closely, that the problems we outlined there were problems of methodology. There were problems of newsroom standards and procedures. Those were the key issues of our report.
Rolling Stone is pledging to review its editorial practices but won't fire anyone. Phi Kappa Psi, the fraternity at the center of the allegations, says it will be filing a lawsuit against Rolling Stone. Back here in Northern California, the dominoes are falling around Lake Tahoe as the drought worsens. Businesses are hurting as lake levels threaten to drop to their lowest level on record, a record set back in 1992.
Lake Tahoe water is supposed to feed the Truckee River. The river delivers kayakers and other boaters to local restaurants. Coast Guard Petty Officer Mark Ben Riley tells KGO big sailboats and paddle boats have already gotten stuck.
There's shoals that are exposed that aren't normally there. Just the lower water makes more exposed hazards, you know, for boating.
Controversial dredging has started.
They're doing some dredging around some of the marinas, especially down at South Lake, just to be able to get in there.
Normally, the lake would have risen 4 or 5 feet. Instead, it's sinking.
That's KGO 810's Katie Lever. A cable car operator was hit by a car on Knob Hill today. This is Mindy Talmadge with the San Francisco Fire Department.
To the 1100 block of Powell Street for a report of an individual crawling out from underneath the vehicle.
The accident happened on the Powell Street line between Washington and Jackson Streets. The cable car operator was taken to the hospital. The severities of his injury, however, are not known. More problems and more testing could be in the offing for hundreds more rods on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. This time, it seems, one rod is shorter, a half foot shorter.
There are over 400 rods at the tower's base, and they're 25 feet long. Bridge Chief Engineer Brian Maroney says an ultrasonic test shows one rod is different.
I didn't test if it's broken or not. I tested how long it was. And all I can tell you is one of the rods is short. I can't tell you it's broken.
He says now it's time for even more tests to determine the problem with the rod.
This bridge is absolutely safe bridge. It is high and above the standard.
That is KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. Well, this may be a low point for scam artists. Young mothers are being duped when they buy breast milk online. Yep, some suggest infants shouldn't have cow's milk in the first year. KGO 810's Kim McAllister explains.
Some new mothers are so eager to avoid formula, they look to other moms with extra breast milk. If that milk goes through a breast milk bank that tests and pasteurizes donated milk, that's the safest source. But if they just get random milk off the internet, not so good. Dr. Sarah Keim is the author of a study. It shows 10% of more than 100 samples of breast milk bought over the internet were tainted.
10 of the samples had enough cow's milk that it looked like they had at least 10% infant formula or at least 50% liquid cow's milk added.
Weather. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
A full court press is great on a basketball court, but not in a jewelry store. When you come to Shane Company to look at engagement rings, you won't be swarmed by salespeople determined to score their next commission check. Because unlike at other jewelers, our salespeople aren't paid on commission. First, one of our diamond and bridal jewelry experts will listen to you to learn exactly what kind of ring style you want. Then, they'll show you only the styles that meet your criteria. Next, they'll show you how to use the magnification loop to properly examine diamonds so you can judge their true value and pick the perfect diamond for you. When you come to Shane Company, you can leave your game face at home.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In Hayward, southbound 880 at West A Street, you got a car fire there in the far right lane. I would say jam-ups aren't horrible, but it is stop and go almost back to Grand Avenue. San Leandro, northbound 880, Coliseum traffic has got you jammed solid from just after Hagenberger back to just before Davis Street. We're looking very good in the city, really only minor delays on the Skyway eastbound and out across the lower deck to just after Treasure Island. Sonoma, 37 eastbound, traffic still heavy in big pockets from just after Lakeville Road to Skaggs Island Road. Now, looking back to the South Bay in San Jose, northbound 87, just after 280, got a report of a fire off to the right on the right-hand shoulder. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, with all this talk of baseball, you may have forgotten that tonight marks the culmination of March Madness. Wisconsin and Duke playing for college basketball's national championship, and at halftime, both teams knotted at 31. Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Grab your jacket and dress in layers. Tuesday morning is going to be wet and cold. Temperatures in the mid-40s to low 50s. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The heaviest rain will be falling during the early morning hours, but it all will begin late tonight in the North Bay, and it will get gusty at times ahead of the cold front. So we are expecting a strong enough system to produce some heavy rain. Our wettest spots by Wednesday afternoon, looking at a half an inch to an inch of rain. With a chance of thunderstorms, you can certainly bet on the possibility of some small hail.
And we're now told that rain will linger into your Wednesday forecast. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly cloudy, 58 in Oakland, 58 in San Jose, and 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
There goes Peter Candy Pimp, getting kids high on a sugar trip. Hippity hoppity, he laughs and hops away.
Hey, Dan.
Giving kids diabetes and child obesity. Awesome parenting skills showed yesterday.
Oh, come on. And then it was Saturday.
A six-pack of Cadbury.
I feel like you could mash this up with Cars for Kids.
Boxes of Peeps.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Oh, there goes Peter Candy Pimp. Now your kid's a junkie and a blimp. Hippity hoppity, here's to Easter Day.
Yeah, and then of course all hell broke loose in Sacramento. That's the big Easter story. And then, you know what, you were giving me crap because you said, what are you doing for Easter? I said, I'm going to get my Johnsonville Farms frozen egg McMuffin out of my freezer, and I will nuke it for 2 minutes and call it a day.
I cry for
Move
you.
Move on to the Cabernet.
You can still sit home and eat eggs and ham and stuff like that.
And
but
yeah,
microwave.
I did that last year. I think I had a ham sandwich. And then I sat around and watched Going Clear. Oh, the documentary. HBO's biggest in a decade. All about the Church of Scientology. Church or cult?
We shall discuss.
Are you still scared?
You know, it's I have to tell you, it's even more bizarre than what I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing people say.
Right. It's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it stayed in the closet, so to say, as long as it has, and undercover and undercovers and under wraps.
Yeah, I think because there's just so many bullies. But I feel like we're at a tipping point where something's going to happen because we've got social media and the internet, and everybody's got a YouTube video or a book out there, and all these troublesome aspects are coming to the fore.
And then, you know, what was a lot of fun to watch, I mean, if you thought that Tom Cruise jumping around on the sofa with Oprah years ago was fun, oh, my God, you have to see this documentary with Tom Cruise. I mean, he is so giddy, it's downright scary. Talking about being audited and, you know, submissive and this, that, and the other.
Submissive?
I have to tell you, here's what I was thinking as I was watching it. It's like, wow, this is Eyes Wide Shut for sure. As creepy as that movie was, now it all makes sense. No. Eyes Wide Shut makes total sense to me now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
As a horrible film?
It was a horrible film, and eyes wide open after I saw that.
Wasn't that funny?
Here's a little clip from one of the stories. Frighteningly ecstatic. Granted, any one of us can be just as batty if someone taped our everyday conversations. But take away the scene is that while Cruz is rambling incoherently, his grin is getting wider and wider and wider until you're seeing both sides of every tooth in his head. Yeah. He is truly frighteningly ecstatic. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, whoa.
I wonder if they give, you know, some of the people higher in the so-called church wonderful drugs.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't talk about any of that stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and the different levels and, you know, the auditing. I think the auditing thing is probably the most scary. And when we talk to our Bay Area attorney,
Ford Green.
Yes, Ford Green. I'll ask him about that. But, you know, they do so much auditing so that you can become clear, and I do believe as in clear conscience, that you become clear and you move to different levels in the church.
It's like a video game.
Yeah. Yes, it's like Candy Crush for adults.
I'm level 5.
Yeah. I think that it, you know, it becomes almost to a point where I wonder if you change your mind, that they have so much on you that you'd be horrified, you'd be so scared to leave, because basically with all the auditing that goes on with their e-meter, which is kind of kind of really out there in itself. Yeah.
Because they're dragging out so many intimate details of your life.
Yes, and allegedly, according to this film, I mean, all that information is kept. So they have every indiscretion you've ever made in your life written down.
Recorded.
If you want to believe the film. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I thought that it was a, you know, just a world of fear is how they kept people, by literally bullying them. But you're right. They've got information on you as well.
No. Well, you know, as we were talking about earlier.
They're bullies.
There are people who genuinely want to be there. Now, as we came on the air, didn't you just tell me that John Travolta put something out today countering the hysteria that's going on about the Church of Scientology.
I haven't read the article.
No, there are clearly people that are down with it and want to be into it, and that's their business. That's what this country is founded upon. I mean, freedom of religion, freedom of expression.
It's a Hollywood Reporter article that just came out before we went to air. John Travolta defends Scientology from going clear. This church has been so beautiful for me, quote unquote, so beautiful for me. Whatever.
And that's basically how he comes off in the film, too. He doesn't come off like, you know, Mr. jumping out of his Drexy drawers, Cruz, by any means. No, he comes off very normal in this documentary piece. Okay. I thought, and I didn't feel as though he felt as though he was being intimidated or anything. You know, there weren't a lot of direct one-on-one interviews with him.
Yeah, there was just that's like, not the place where he's going to tell you anything.
Yeah, it was a lot of B-roll of him. But nonetheless, but I mean, he was their first big celebrity down there in Hollywood. So there's a lot to be said about this film, and there's a lot to talk about. And it is like pulling the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz, who was L. Ron Hubbard. By the way, you know, it's my understanding, and no one's mentioned this, I think when he died of a heart attack or whatever the case may be in 1988, I think that was the year 86, 88. We'll ask the attorney when we talk to him. But doesn't make any difference. But I hear to this day that nothing in his office nor his desk has ever been moved. I heard that a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he has an office in Chicago, and it's still there just as he left it.
That's in the film, you're saying?
No. No, that's just what I heard a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he could have had offices many places. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Why is that important? Why are you bringing it up?
Because they think that, so the story I heard behind the scenes, before any of this came about, several, and I mean many, like three,
just
four,
to
five.
Just to seal off all the secrets. Is that what you're saying?
No, because here's what I was told. Before any of this came up, years and years ago, it's there because that's, when he comes back, he'll still have his office. Yeah, and he can pick up just where he left off. What? Heather, stop. Who's to say?
That he told these people, and they actually believe that he's coming back, so they had to leave everything where it was.
Well,
okay.
When he does come back, his office is still
hilarious.
There. I hope somebody dusts it every once in a while. Cleans up a little.
Hilarious.
Well...
if it is, it's hilarious.
Well, we will ask our local Bay Area attorney.
And he did die in 1986. You were right.
Ford Greene, yes, who has successfully litigated against the Church of Scientology. And like I said, we're going to pull open the curtains. Yes, and there's more than one curtain. Curtains. Coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. First, let's check traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. In Hayward, southbound 880 at West A Street, I got a car fire, or did have a car fire in the far right lane. They've cleared that now, and you've only got minor delays on the approach there. Now, northbound 880 in Hayward, almost across the way, you've got construction bogging things down very badly from just after Hacienda Avenue, almost back to 92. San Leandro, northbound 880 Coliseum traffic is relaxing a little. Still got you crowded from 66th Avenue now, almost back to Davis Street. And in Dixon, 80 eastbound at Pedrick Road, an accident there blocking the left lane. That's got traffic crawling from about 113. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners. Their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe had a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my suit.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you, because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
I'm Lex Friedman.
I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Coming up, first we're going to, as I said, unmask the world of Scientology. But also on the way, jobs, 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 gigs, gigs, gigs. In the 8 o'clock hour, we have 20 meaningful gigs that actually pay a lot of money. Actually, 15 highest paying companies around the Bay Area. And 10 highest paying jobs that do not require a bachelor's degree. And then to put a cherry on top, 7 signs you're soon going to get canned.
Wow.
Isn't that polite? How's that for a Monday?
What you need to know.
Okay. Let me say good evening to my guest. And I'm excited to talk to him about this because I know that everybody's talking about it. And I say good evening to Bay Area attorney Ford Green. Good evening, Mr. Green. I do appreciate you coming on the air with me.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. So everybody's talking about it, and it's the biggest documentary in over a decade, Going Clear, the HBO documentary about Scientology. And it was really eye-opening. And I think the reason it has such huge ratings is because it's been so mysterious for so long that everybody wants to take a peek inside.
Well, the documentary did quite a good job, in my opinion, of pulling back a number of the layers of the onion that constitutes the Scientology organization.
And let's talk about some of those layers. So, you know, I could run through them myself, but what are a few of the top layers that you think are the biggest?
Well, it's really what the organization's attitude is towards people inside and outside of it that it considers to be suppressive persons. That's a term in Scientology language that means anyone who impedes the advancement of Scientology or any Scientologist. And someone who is designated a suppressive person or SP can then be subjugated to the fair game policy, which is another L. Ron Hubbard originated policy that states that anybody who is an SP is an enemy of Scientology and can be sued, lied to, tricked, or otherwise destroyed.
Oh, wow. So we're all SPs right here, right now, yeah?
Now, you better believe it.
Good. Let's disrupt this cult.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of the history of L. Ron Hubbard because, I think one of the things that I didn't know, does he still hold the world record for most books ever written?
That was a new fact to me.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you can have a lot of quantity, but it doesn't necessarily connote quality.
Well, I mean, he was doing Pulp Fiction, and back during the war era, Pulp Fiction refers to the type of very inexpensive paper, mostly pulp, and he would be paid 1 penny per word. So the story goes, if you watch the movie, he was typing so fast and furiously, just putting this stuff out left and right, that he would actually sweat for hours over the typewriter, literally.
Well, it's interesting to see how some of the things that Hubbard talked about, concepts from science fiction, concepts from Hinduism, Buddhism, concepts from psychology, all migrated their way into this amalgam that he that he wrote, that he created, that constitutes Scientology ideology. It's pretty interesting.
And then, of course, he did serve this country in the military. Didn't work out too well. How'd the story go? He was in charge of a ship that started shelling the wrong area. I don't know if he heard
it. No, it's better than that. He was in charge of a sub chaser and attacked the log in the ocean.
That's it. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He started dropping depth charges on a log.
But putting it into perspective, here you have, that's a manifestation of the guy's character. And then he goes on to create Scientology and to create this hagiography about himself, that he was a decorated war hero in the military. And so really what you've got is a profoundly disturbed quack who's operating an international religion, which in our country has the benefit of not paying any taxes whatsoever. And so while if you look at the small stuff, it seems ridiculous, when you put it in better perspective, you start to really see more what the organization is about and Hubbard's role in it.
And when he came out of the military, he decided, so the story goes, the way to make money is to get into religion and transfer all of the, my skills as an author and write the legendary Dianetics, which was just an incredible thing. And you mentioned with the IRS, when did that fight start? In 1967 and went on for 25 years, and he won.
Well, yeah, they won because he had a squad of PIs, private investigators, that were digging into the backgrounds of many of the IRS officials who were making future determinations about Scientology in conjunction with filing, if I remember right, the number is about 2,400 lawsuits, and so that in itself gives you a bird's eye view of what the application of the fair game policy means. And so if you go on to the website of Rolling Stone now and you look at the movie star Jason, I don't know quite how to say his last name correctly, Beggy,
Yeah, yes, he's the tough guy, who took on Scientology.
Yeah, no, he was a great guy that set the tone in the documentary. He talks about how he was investigated by CPS, how Scientology PIs went to his kid's school. I mean, the harassment is really nasty and pointed and deadly, and all of that is part of the fair game policy and also part of another policy that Hubbard wrote called Attack the Attacker, that anytime Scientology perceives someone attacking it, it goes back at that person redoubled based on the assumption that if you dig deep enough, you're going to find that the person's ultimately a criminal or an SP. So that's how they do it.
All right. We have to take a brief break, and we'll be back to talk more about the Church of Scientology and Going Clear. If you have any questions or comments, here's the number, 808-0810. If you saw the movie, even if you didn't, you have a question about the Church of Scientology, this is your man to explain it to you. And he is Bay Area attorney Ford Green, and we will continue in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
KARS size cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
7:30 on the Drex Radio Show, and coming up after we check in with the KGO Newsroom, we will continue our conversation with Bay Area attorney Ford Green, who has successfully litigated against the Church of Scientology, as we discuss what's going on inside that church, or cult, as some would say. But first, as I mentioned, let's check in with John Lobertini and the KGO Newsroom.
Thank you very much, Drex. It is 7:30 in the KGO Newsroom, and topping our news at the bottom of the hour, baseball's opening day is again filled with more questions about the future of the A's in Oakland.
Our goal is to get a new venue in the Bay Area, so we're not discounting either Oakland or San Jose.
That's A's owner Lou Wolf responding to a published report today that he's giving up the fight over territorial rights with the Giants over the South Bay. Wolf, as you heard, wants a new stadium, whether it's in Oakland or San Jose, so read between the lines. Now, for many, this is a magical day, opening day of baseball season. World Series champion San Francisco Giants are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks, while the A's are over at O.co hosting the Texas Rangers. And that's where we find KGO 810's Tiana McLeese with all those excited baseball fans. Tiana?
Well, John, fans are buzzing with excitement here as the A's kick off their opening game against the Texas Rangers. Official numbers have not been released, but it appears to be a sold-out crowd here at O.co in Oakland. Lots of changes on the roster, though, for the 2015 season, but fans here say they are not in the least bit worried. This is a new beginning for the A's. They've become accustomed to being the underdog, and like in seasons past, their fans remain confident that they will overcome against all odds. Of course, that remains to be seen. At last check, the score was 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Live here at O.co Coliseum in Oakland, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
Well, it appears the feds have bounced a bad check collection company, alleging it made threats and tried to intimidate debtors in four Bay Area counties.
A company called Corrective Solutions has agreed to a $50,000 settlement in a suit that accused them of sending out notices on district attorney letterheads, creating the impression there could be criminal punishment unless bad check writers paid them for financial education. It's not uncommon for DAs to partner up with private companies for diversion programs, but the feds say this one overstepped its bounds in Alameda, Contra Costa, San Mateo, and Sonoma counties by masquerading as actual law enforcement. Now, Corrective Solutions denies the false threat and says all contact was approved by the DA offices themselves.
That is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. Well, there's now a lifeline for hungry families in the Bay Area. It's called, fittingly enough, the Hunger Hotline. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
15% of Californians live in homes where they can't always find enough to eat in a day. The National Hunger Hotline connects families with food assistance programs.
Anyone in the Bay Area can get help, can get food immediately. That's why we've created one-stop shopping.
Executive Joel Berg tells KGO.
They can be told how to apply for government benefits. Immediately they can find out where a soup kitchen or food pantry is near them. When you're hungry, you don't have time to wait.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place with no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol, feeling good, lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm start at just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do smarter fire safety. Alarms that won't turn off and batteries that won't chirp for 10 long years. Let's do this. Get a worry-free alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
We are coming up on 7:35 now. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Dixon, East 80 eastbound at Pedrick Road, you got an accident there still involving an overturned vehicle. It turns out it's still blocking the left lane. Traffic is barely moving at all from just before 113 now. But that's it, really, for the jam-ups, except for 37 eastbound, which is still trying to relax. You're slow to stop and go from just before 121 over to about Skaggs Island Road. In San Jose, please watch out on southbound 85 before Blossom Hill Road for a large piece of plastic debris said to be in the center lane there. Some good news, there are no jam-ups now in either direction of 880 from Oakland all the way to San Jose, and the Bayshore Freeway is looking fantastic also from San Jose all the way into San Francisco. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, as we told you, a busy night in sports. The Giants and the A's in action. As Tiana told us, A's 2, Texas nothing. Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks tied nothing-nothing in the top of the second. And in college basketball's national championship game, with a little more than 15 minutes to go, Wisconsin leads Duke 42-39. And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Intense rain. When was the last time you heard that? Some parts of the Bay Area could see up to an inch of rain. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Overnight tonight, rain will become pretty heavy at times. 40 to 45 mile an hour gusts along the coast. We could see some thunderstorms, especially in the wee hours of the morning. And that's when small hail may fall as well. Mid 40s to low 50s out the door. It becomes scattered showers for the afternoon. On Wednesday, still some isolated showers in the forecast.
Now your afternoon highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s, snow levels at 3,500 feet. And again, that rain lingers into your Wednesday forecast. Right now around the Bay Area, 54 degrees in Walnut Creek. It's 56 in Fairfield, 54 in Half Moon Bay, 57 in Concord, as well as San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Well, we are talking and discussing the documentary that's airing on HBO about L. Ron Hubbard and the Church of Scientology. And, yeah, I have to tell you, jaw-dropping is an effective explanation, description. Scary, unnerving, I mean, strange, bizarre. And it is about the life of L. Ron Hubbard and the Church of Scientology. And it... I recall this as a kid. I mean, I remember the book Dianetics being huge, even in the 70s, a set of ideas about how the human mind works, so said L. Ron Hubbard. Humans can achieve happiness and sanity, he reasoned, if they were able to get rid of their negative forces and subconscious or reactive mind thinkings through gaiety, laughing maniacally, and get rid of those SPs, suppressive persons. And on the phone with me now is Bay Area attorney, let me punch him up on the computer here, Ford Green. Mr. Green, again, thank you very much for joining us. And now you were able to successfully conduct litigation against the Church of Scientology. Tell us a little bit about what you did and how you helped some people out.
Well, let's see. Litigating against the Church of Scientology is probably something akin to fighting the American military in Afghanistan. It's a harsh, brutal experience. However, myself and two other lawyers were able to collect over $8 million that a Los Angeles County jury in 1986 had awarded a man named Lawrence Wallersheim. I also represented a guy named Raul Lopez, and obtained a settlement for him. He had been in an auto accident and suffered a traumatic brain injury, and at a county fair had come across a Scientology booth where they were there, and following up, there were representations made to him that doing Scientology and performing auditing, the crude sort of lie detector process done with the so-called E-meter, would cure him of his traumatic brain injury. And I also represented a young woman named Jennifer Gorman, who had been growing up in Scientology, and when she was 16 and a half working for Scientology, received an order from one of the highest level Scientology corporations, the Religious Technology Center, to immediately move into and share a one-room apartment with her 27-year-old supervisor, who then raped her for 8 months. None of those challenges, all of them, were very difficult. And personally, Scientology went after me with fair game practices, the same way that Jason described in the Rolling Stone article I mentioned earlier with me. The attacks were criminal investigations, investigations by the California State Bar, my garbage can being gone through and legal documents removed from it, and help out opponents in litigation and all kinds of other stuff. So those are some examples.
What was that like? Did anyone ever get physical with you, or were you always feeling like there was some dark shadow lingering behind you?
It definitely was. There was a dark shadow part, and I had to face the possibility of physical confrontation. I mean, that was logical. Nobody ever did, but it was definitely very scary. And if I wanted to have a very private conversation, I'd go with a client for a walk in a park or a hike in order to be secure, assured security from surveillance.
Well, wow. one from the Rolling Stone article, and again, back to Jason Begg, who, by the way, now is one of the current stars on NBC's Chicago PD. He said, since getting out of the Church of Scientology, as you mentioned, it was very, very, very difficult. And he said, one of the questions Rolling Stone asked him is, did you ever see any signs of violence? You know, even though they talk about it in the movie, he said, no. I saw some things that were very ugly at times, but no violence. It was emotional violence. And I was always complaining, you know, I've always complained about that. And he talked about Xanu. Does that ring a bell to you?
It's not Xanu. Xenu is like Xenu, the intergalactic warlord that's part of Scientology ideology. But that's not so important. The violence part is important. There have been a lot of reports. And, you know, you've mentioned earlier how we're talking about L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology. We really shouldn't be talking about Hubbard. He's dead. It's David Miscavige.
Yeah,
right.
Is the guy who's running Scientology. And he's the guy who is extremely abusive by the reports that keep pouring in, and that has engaged in multiple instances of physical violence. And then you also have to understand that there are a lot of mysterious deaths and suicides that mm-hmm. never have really been directly in a causal way linked to Scientology, but the coincidence of those and the presence of Scientology has been pretty consistent over time. So when he says he never saw any physical violence, he wouldn't have been in a position to see it. You only saw it was if you were at the very top, like Mike Rinder and Marty Rathbun and other people like that. Those are because if you're rank and file, you don't see Miscavige, you don't see the leadership. You just obey orders. It's kind of like being an altar boy and expecting to see the Pope. It's not going to happen.
Well, right. He said that he wasn't operating thetan. He was an auditor. He said, I could clear you. And by the way, that's pretty much what you try to achieve, is to clear your mind.
But these are like the worker bees.
Right. I know. But the whole auditing system, and when you mentioned suicide, I would think, well, I guess, you know, since you're audited all the time, you would pretty much give them everything ever you've ever did. Someone made it akin to, well, you know, if you ask me what kind of sandwich or what kind of meal I ate over the last 10 years. Would I be able to come up with that information? No, but they would because they'd have a record of it.
Well, they would, because even if you couldn't, they would make the suggestion, have you then later in the process repeat the suggestion, and then tell you that the suggestion they had made to you was the origination of your own mind. When I represented Jennifer Gorman, one of the ways that they got her to feel really, really badly about herself was by injecting the thought into her mind. I think that she had been a nurse in a Nazi camp and that she had horribly mistreated people. And so that made Jennifer feel so guilty about herself and so bad about herself, it opened her up even more to the domination coming in from Scientology.
Wow.
So E-meter stuff is really, it's a combination of an interrogation and lie detector and mainline conduit of injecting suggestions into the mind of the auditee. And so you're talking about Jason and him being a whatever class auditor he was. I'm sure that's true. But just because you're an auditor doesn't mean you're in the C organization, which is the paramilitary organization that runs Scientology, or on staff. Somebody who would be in Jason's position who wasn't on staff would be a so-called public member of Scientology, which is there's quite a distinction between being public and being on staff. If you're on staff, you're subject to being sentenced to the RPF, which stands for Rehabilitation Project Force, which is Scientology's in-house prison system that was featured in the documentary also.
Okay, we are talking with attorney Bob Green here from the Bay Area.
Ford.
And, Ford Green, yes, let me get that right. And we're getting plenty of tweets, and I'll ask you in just a minute after a short break, why, Drex, would you please, and why have you not brought up the celebrity portion of this, and where are they getting all their money? Yeah, please ask about Tom Cruise and John Travolta and the rest. So we'll do that and also ask about in this new era of social media, the ability to be heard around the world with a tweet or a video, a YouTube account. I mean, Scientology, could it be on its last legs? We'll find out in just a minute. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. In Dixon, still trying to clear up an accident on 80 eastbound at Pedrick Road, and it involves an overturned vehicle blocking the left lane there. So you've still got traffic that's pretty much stopped back to about 113. In Oakland, a solo vehicle accident on eastbound 580 before 24. Somebody's Audi smashed into the center divider there, but it is on the right shoulder now, causing very minor delays. Now, in Sausalito and Marin City, northbound 101, you've got minor delays between Spencer Avenue and Donahue Street. And in San Rafael, something to watch out for. Westbound 580, just after San Quentin, you got a plastic bucket reported to be in the left lane there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
Hey, you got the time?
It's 8:03?
Nope. It's croissant time! You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant time!
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online,
Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
When is the sweet spot between too soon and too late? Right now. With the Lexus It's Your Turn sales event, receive a complimentary maintenance plan on IS, GS, and CT certified pre-owned models exclusively at your Lexus dealer. Each Lexus CPO is meticulously inspected and backed by a comprehensive factory warranty. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Plan covers basic scheduled maintenance for 2 years or 20,000 miles, whichever comes first from the date of your CPO purchase. Offer ends June 1st. See your participating Lexus dealers for details.
All right, we're talking about the Church of Scientology, and with good reason. It is the biggest documentary in over a decade on HBO. Yes, Coming Clear, the story of Scientology. It's an absolute must-see. So we are talking to...
Ford Greene.
Ford Greene, our attorney. Let me...
Who litigated and won three cases against the Church of Scientology.
No, more than that. Those are representative.
Pardon?
More than that, those were representative.
What do you mean?
Well, those are three examples.
Oh, just three examples.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're just going to town, aren't you?
Do you still worry about your own safety at all? I mean, here you are talking on radio that's heard from Alaska to Mexico about the church.
There's a point, I think, in everybody's life in this country where you have to make a decision whether you're going to do what's right or whether you're going to cower in silence because of the price you might have to pay if you do. And I think that all of us in this country right now, in terms of the surveillance state we live in, look at that. And whether it's conscious or not, that's a decision everybody wrestles with. And so, yeah, sure it's scary. But if you don't say anything,
and
you don't take a position, nothing's ever going to change. So you better not bitch about it if you don't.
I love that you said that, because one of the questions that, you know, we were thinking about is, now that social media is such a big thing with the ability to be heard around the world, whether that be YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Scientology on its last legs, what do you think? I mean, it's definitely exposed.
It would be premature to say that. There's no question that the advent of the internet, and particularly now with Going Clear airing on HBO every night, it's killing Scientology, because like any other cult, and it is a cult, the way that it counts on recruiting members is approaching somebody who doesn't know anything about it and making lots of promises of the great things that will happen if the person affiliates with it. Like it said in Going Clear, your IQ will get higher from doing Scientology, and other kinds of benefits.
Better hearing, better seeing, better health, yes.
On one hand, and what they don't tell you on the other is all the bad stuff. If you join staff, you'll be sentenced to the RPF and could be required to run around a Dayglow orange telephone pole 12 hours a day for 90 days in a row. They don't tell you that. And then when you're in the midst of their people, what the group does is impose the techniques of what's colloquially called brainwashing, technically called thought reform or ideological remolding, which include techniques of isolation, of domination of time and attention, of protein deprivation, sleep deprivation, positive and negative reinforcement, peer group pressure, prohibition against dissent, inducement of fear, guilt, in emotional dependency. And that's why in the documentary, the question was rhetorically asked, well, how do these, you know, intelligent people become involved in Scientology? And the answer was, well, it's the nature of religious belief. That was the one thing I thought that the documentary really fell flat on, because that's
sure.
It's not a good answer. The real answer is that they lie to, brainwash, and dominate their members, including Tom Cruise and John Travolta.
Yes, let's talk about that, because we right before we came on the air, John Travolta released a statement.
Well, he was interviewed, and it's coming out, in lots of sources, including The Hollywood Reporter, just that he would never speak against the church. The church has been, quote, so beautiful for me. And Drex and I had talked about this last week. Like, if you're this wonderful Hollywood celebrity, what do you need Scientology for?
Well, and then Tom Cruise, everybody asked. And, you know, of course, after I saw the film and Tom going nutty wacky, I was thinking, wow, no wonder. Yes. Run, Katie, run.
Well, yeah, no, and she did a really good job. And you know what you got to consider is a celebrity hasn't always been a celebrity. And all celebrities, whether they're ever become one or not, they're all human beings. So they're subject to the same kinds of foibles and weaknesses and idealistic aspirations as all the rest of us. When Scientology got Travolta, he was pretty young in his career, and Spanky Taylor, who was featured prominently in Going Clear, was the person who managed him. And he was run through the same program of auditing, of being interrogated with the E-meter. And Hubbard published lists of questions that get asked when you are audited. And, you know, everything from
quite explicit, yes.
Whether or not you've stolen a candy bar to whether you've had sex with a dog or other animals.
Well, that's what I said earlier before you came on the air. It's very much eyes wide shut. I mean, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and,
seriously.
And so the consequence is Scientology has the book on everybody. And if the price of criticizing Scientology is too high, the consequence is going to be the kind of statement that you just reported Travolta to have released. It's totally to be expected.
I gotcha. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate you talking to us, Attorney Ford Green from the San Francisco Bay Area. We have learned a lot.
Thanks so much.
Yes.
Do you think we'll ever win against this cult? Will it ever go away?
It's having a hard time with the internet, and it's having a hard time with Going Clear, because it will thrive so long as there's darkness. The more light there is, the more disinfected it's going to have to endure.
Well, keep up the great work, and thanks so much for joining us.
Have a great week.
Bye bye. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Bye bye. You know what I was just thinking, and we can talk about it a little bit after the break, but it reminds me of Blackfish. And then all of a sudden, look what that film did. Kind of pulled the curtains back.
Oh, sure.
Whales.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, let those orcas go.
Thank goodness for all the people out there taking risks and making documentaries or just even putting up a video on YouTube.
All right, we'll be back. And also, we will discuss, I love this. Yes, we just found this story. You could call it the ultimate unfriending. A New York judge has ruled in favor of a woman who wants to serve divorce papers via Facebook. I'll distort, you decide, we disrupt, we are here to serve. Yes, you're listening to Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs. Offer.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.